believe these numbers right now, but I do know that every single person here has worked their butt off to change the future of the Bronx and Queens. That's what I know.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the underdog Democrat who beat out 10-term incumbent Joe Crowley in a New York congressional primary in June. Ocasio-Cortez ran as an educator, a working-class New Yorker, and a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. The high-profile win brought the young Democrat into the national spotlight, and it did the same for the DSA, which has been growing rapidly in the last 2 years, across the country and here in the Bay Area. It's happy hour at El Rio, a bar in San Francisco's Mission District. New members of the San Francisco DSA are here to meet with longtime members. Chapter membership has grown to more than 600, according to DSA leaders. And that's just in the last 2 years. The San Francisco chapter was founded in 2016 in response to the election of Donald Trump. That's according to former steering committee member Jen Snyder, who says she was there at the beginning.
So the East Bay chapter already existed, and I don't know if there had been a San Francisco chapter decades ago, but had there been, it had dissipated into not being around anymore. So yeah, it started with these four guys. They're all still in the chapter, and they basically had a meeting, I think it was like a month after Trump won, and they were like, we want to start a DSA chapter. And I showed up to that meeting along with a ton of other people. And we all got into breakout groups and just kind of like got inspired in the library together.
The DSA is built around the concept of democratic socialism as an alternative socioeconomic system to capitalism. Snyder says defining what that means for the group can be complicated.
It's a big question and something that folks have been wrestling with. How radical you want to get and how far you want to push the barriers, how over you want capitalism to be. But the basics are that every person in the world deserves to live a healthy, productive, dignified life. And that means that your basic human needs, so housing, obviously, healthcare, education, food, water, things that you need are met.
Snyder says the San Francisco DSA is working to further those goals by addressing issues of inequality in the Bay Area. She says that means volunteers going street to street with menstruation supplies for homeless women, clinics to fix the brake lights of drivers at risk of being pulled over by police, and distribution of Know Your Rights pamphlets. More recently, addressing inequality also means taking political action. San Francisco DSA was a key supporter of June ballot measure Proposition F that guarantees free legal counsel for renters who are at risk of eviction. They were also a major part of a successful campaign against ballot measure Proposition H, which would have reduced oversight on police use of tasers. And last month, the group helped run a signature campaign to get Proposition C on the November ballot. That measure would tax wealthy corporations to fund more resources for homeless aid if passed.
What DSA has done, which is very smart, is not go out there and say, okay, we are DSA and this is our agenda and we're going to push measure A, B, and C. They are working in coalition with groups that have been around on the ground for a long time.
Tim Redmond is an investigative reporter and founder and editor of nonprofit news publication 48 Hills. He's been covering San Francisco politics for 30 years.
And they're reaching out to them and saying, hey, we agree with you on this measure. How can we help? And what DSA has brought to these campaigns is feet on the ground. The reality is, even with big money, a lot of campaigns in San Francisco are won with people walking precincts. It's the campaign on the ground that DSA has been very effective in bringing. They are not a group that raises, you know, tens of millions of dollars. They bring grassroots activism to campaigns.
That's a strength local politicians are recognizing. Tenants Together Executive Director Dean Preston is making a second run for District 5 supervisor in November. Preston ran for the District 5 seat in 2016 and lost in a close battle to then-incumbent London Breed. With Breed now mayor, the District 5 seat will be open in November. And this time, Preston is running as a member of the DSA, although he has not at this point gained the group's endorsement.
One big thing that happened since 2016 was Donald Trump and the right-wing racist administration that has taken over the White House. And I think when you're faced with something as extreme as that at the national level, it's the time to be proud about the labels and beliefs that you have and to talk about what kind of world we're striving for and what kind of political system we want to see in much more concrete terms than we've done in the past.
Fellow DSA member Tony Kelly is also making a run for supervisor across the city in District 10. With Malia Cohen termed out, her seat will be open in the November elections. Both the San Francisco chapter and National DSA have endorsed Kelly's campaign, and Kelly says electoral endorsements aren't something the DSA takes lightly.
A ballot measure won't disappoint you later. A ballot measure won't change its mind on you. A ballot measure won't be, oh, you thought I was a yes, really, I'm a no, but I'll make it up to you and I'll be a yes next year. You know, politicians do that.
Like Preston, Kelly ran his unsuccessful 2016 campaign on tenants' rights and wealth inequality, issues in line with the DSA platform. And he's running on the same issues this year. But this is the first time Kelly's publicly running as a Democratic Socialist. DSA chapters across the Bay have been active too. In July, Silicon Valley DSA and a number of other advocacy groups fought a successful campaign against a rent control repeal in Mountain View. East Bay DSA is campaigning for two-term Richmond Council member Jovanka Beckles, who's running for Assembly District 15 in November. Overthrowing capitalism seems like an ambitious goal, and whether it's achievable or not, it probably won't be happening anytime soon. But DSA's grassroots methods and human rights platform are having a real, measurable impact across the country and here in the Bay Area. From San Francisco, I'm Corey Suzuki for KPFA News.